Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Pulse of New Hampshire. I'm Mike Pomp here on great radio stations like 98.1 WTSN, 107.7 WTPL, and 107.3 WEMJ. My next guest is a guy who pitched 17 seasons in baseball, Major League Baseball, spending time with the Cincinnati Reds, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and yeah, he won a world championship with the Boston Red Sox in 2004. Baseball may be his first love. We'll find out. But his other love is definitely music. We're speaking to Bronson Arroyo, who joins us from his home in Cincinnati. Bronson, great to have you with us. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
I got to tell you, thanks for what you did in bringing the championship to 2004 to the Red Sox, because that was a super year. It was a special year for you guys, so congratulations on that. A lot of people don't realize that you pitched for 17 seasons, and I would imagine in the clubhouse, you probably had a guitar. Did you have a guitar in the clubhouse most of the time?
Yeah, you know, I picked up the guitar in 99 when I was in AA with the Pirates, before I got to the big leagues. And yeah, I pretty much had one around me all the time in the later years, and it helped a lot of times when I first got like in that Red Sox locker room, because Tim Wakefield would like to strum a little bit in the back room with me. And so, you know, if you could have an older guy like that give you a little bit of street cred because he plays some music with you, then you didn't feel so uncomfortable being in a big dog locker room like that, you know?
Yeah, I want to tell our listeners that Bronson Arroyo has his second album out, and it's called, with his group Bronson Arroyo and the 04. The album is called Some Might Say, and I was listening to the title cut this morning, and I really like it. I'm trying to figure out what I can compare it to. What do you compare your music to? Any particular influences that you think that people would kind of, you know, gear toward that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the title track there, Some Might Say, to me sounds a little, it's got a little Tom Petty in it, but you also can hear some references of Pearl Jam in there. You know, I've been listening to Pearl Jam for such a long time.
Yeah,
singing
yeah.
That stuff so much. You know, you hear a little bit of that in there. The record's probably got a little Stone Temple Pilots in it. It's got some real rocky songs, but there's also a couple, Never Let You Go is kind of a little folky song that's beautiful and quiet, and Hard Way's also got a pinch of kind of country in it. You know, so it's a bit diverse. It's an album. When I wrote all these songs in 2018, I didn't have any idea of what I wanted the band to sound like. And you know, the guys in the band that are all from New England that I've been playing with for the last 20 years, they brought the album to life in a way that I couldn't have done by myself. And so what the demos sounded like and what the actual album sounds like are two totally different things. And there's definitely some early 90s influences in there, though.
Yeah, we're speaking to Bronson Arroyo, of course, former Boston Red Sox. He brought a championship in 2004, made the All-Star team, a lot of great awards, played 17 seasons in Major League Baseball. But his passion is music, and he always had that guitar in the clubhouse. And he's got a group called Bronson Arroyo and the 04. The new album is called Some Might Say. And talk about some of the people. You've got some great musicians in the band backing you. Talk about some of those guys that are with you.
Yeah, you know, in spring training of 04, I was kind of the resident music guy, and they came to me and said, hey, there's a band in town, American Hi-Fi. Can you show them around the locker room? And so I became fast friends with the drummer, Eric Gardner, and the guitar player, Jamie Aronson, playing in American Hi-Fi. And Jamie's gone on to play for Miley Cyrus the last 15 years, and Eric's been playing with a bunch of people like Morrissey, and the last couple of years he's been with Melissa Etheridge about 100 days a year. But we became fast friends, and we would always play the Hot Stove Cool music for Peter Gammons and Theo Epstein at the Paradise every winter.
Yeah.
And it was just a great time for us to get back together, and we'd play some Pearl Jam songs or Lumineers or the Beatles, whatever we were doing for the night. And we always had in the back of our mind we were going to make a record, you know, and I don't know if anybody thought it was actually going to happen, but I got the itch to write some songs, and I went and got some riffs from those guys out in California, brought them back to Cincinnati, and started finishing them. And as it started, you know, once I compiled about 10 of them, they were like, oh, you're serious about this. And so that's where this album came from. And you know, these guys are, they're all buds of mine. They're obviously all great players, but it's not like Bronson Arroyo and a bunch of hired guns. I mean, this is a true group of friends that have been hanging for 20 years, and it's been really fun to put something together with a group of guys like that.
Well, the music sounds really good. Like I said, I was listening to a few tracks this morning before we started our interview. Bronson Arroyo and the 04, the album is called Some Might Say, and you come from kind of a musical family as well. Your dad was a musician, correct?
Yeah, my dad played in bands in high school. My grandmother was a music teacher down in Key West, Florida for 70 years, and so as a kid, I always had people in the house. You know, they were either rehearsing for a small orchestra or somebody was, you know, learning the piano for the first time. And so it was around me a lot, but I didn't pick it up until I was in the minor leagues with the Pirates. There was something about listening to the Beatles and the Mamas and the Papas and Billy Joel and stuff in the weight room as a kid that I liked, but it didn't give me goosebumps. But when I heard, you know, the early 90s sounds coming out of Seattle, it was something different there, a little darker, but for some reason it resonated with me. And, you know, just playing cover songs over the years, and you just continue to do that, it's kind of a natural evolution, I think, to try to you know, tell your own story. And all the songs on this record are straight out of my mind, you know, just stories that I wanted to tell.
Bronson, was this something that you thought you'd be doing after baseball ended for you?
Yeah, I knew I would be doing it, just didn't know on what level, you know, because when I think about music, I never think about it as a job. You know, for me, I think about it as just a passion. And if I'm sitting in a coffee shop with an acoustic guitar playing to, you know, to 20 people and telling some stories, that feels fantastic. And sometimes I've been on stage and played for 15,000, you know, and all of it just feels good. It feels like music is something that is I can lean into. It's kind of, you know, after baseball, you know, it's your life's work, and it's an uphill grind the whole time, taking care of your body and trying to perform it on that high of a level. You don't realize that when that disappears, you kind of need something to dig into a little bit. And music for me has been that thing.
Yeah, well, it started out as a hobby for you, and now it's become a professional career now, because you're lining up gigs, you're playing gigs. You're lining up some sort of tour, maybe possibly for the spring and summer coming up, you think?
Yeah, well, we've got these two shows that we're going to play in spring training. One is on February 26th in Tempe, Arizona, and the other one's in Tampa, Florida on March 19th, and that's called Innings Fest. And that's being headlined by Dave Matthews, the Imagine Dragons, Eddie Vedder, and Green Day. You've got the Black Crows, you've got Weezer there. I mean, it's a big bill, and it's the first time that this band, the 04 band, is going to perform these songs live. So we're going to pull that off and then just kind of see what happens from there. We're going to try to book some dates, but you know, these guys play in other bands as well, so it's going to be tough to get them all together for a long extended period of time. But I definitely think we're going to find some pockets to play, some cities like Boston, New York, you know, Chicago, hopefully get to places like Nashville and at least be able to pull off a show, you know, sometime in the summer.
Sounds good. Bronson Arroyo and the 04. The album is called Some Might Say. You can check it out now. And Bronson Arroyo joining us this morning here on the Pulse of New Hampshire. Good luck with the music, and hopefully we'll see you in Boston sometime, Bronson. Thank you for joining us.
All right,
appreciate
I appreciate
it.
Your time, Mike.